Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
Morning just after takeoff for London's Gatwick Airport. The airline says there were 242 people on board. The Ahmedabad Police Commissioner says it appears there are no survivors. Correspondent Ramy Innocencio.
The plane appeared to have crashed into what seemed to be apartment blocks. In some social media video, we saw laundry hanging from some balconies, and the tail, or at least a portion of the tail, resting on the top of what we have also verified as a hospital.
Rescuers say they've found dozens of bodies. The U.S. is pulling some non-essential personnel from the Middle East over fears of a new conflict. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
Multiple sources tell CBS News U.S. officials have been told Israel is fully ready to launch an operation against Iran. In response, sources say the U.S. anticipates Iran could retaliate against certain American sites in neighboring Iraq.
Iranian officials say they will not give up what they believe is their right to enrich uranium used to make nuclear weapons. The second night of a curfew in Los Angeles will be lifted in an hour as demonstrations over federal immigration raids expand to more cities. CBS's Carter Evans.
In downtown Los Angeles, dozens of protesters were arrested and loaded onto police buses for failing to disperse. But it was a more chaotic scene in other parts of the country, including 900 miles north here in Spokane, Washington, where police broke up crowds by firing pepper balls.
I want a lawyer!
In Tucson, Arizona, several people were detained after protests led to smashed windows outside an ICE office.
Search crews in Washington state continue their quest to locate Travis Decker, the man suspected of killing his three young daughters. Chelan County Sheriff Mike Morrison says they're focusing on a remote alpine lake.
He is surrounded. Washington state knows who he is. We're going to continue to be in there. And he's got a lot of ground to cover. Eventually, he's going to tire and he's going to make a mistake.
President Trump's just called him a musical genius. But Brian Wilson called himself a hardworking guy.
There's a world where
tributes after the death of the man considered to be the brains behind the Beach Boys. Bandmate Al Jardine told CBS.
We would gather around the piano and he'd have each one of our voices on his right hand. And he'd say, Al, this is you, Carl. Da 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 da. He had it all figured out.
Then everybody be served like California. You see them wearing their baggies.
Brian Wilson was 82. Dow futures down 290. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Of the eight counties in southeastern Wisconsin, Racine County saw the greatest growth in home sales in May. Racine County was a bright spot in the region, posting a double-digit increase in home sales compared to last year. Kenosha County sales went the other way, declining by nearly 12%. Phillips is the pick. The Gateway Technical College Board of Trustees has named Dr. Morgan Phillips as interim president. He'll start July 1st. You can go deeper into Phillips' background today at RacineCountyEye.com. A new state grant will help protect and restore Lake Michigan's shoreline in Racine, Kenosha, Ozaukee, and Milwaukee counties. The state is sending just over $280,000 to the Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission. They plan on using LIDAR equipment to collect high-resolution elevation data and to conduct biological inventories. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Bombs away at minicamp. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Where the Packers held minicamp practice, a 70-yard bomb from quarterback Jordan Love to wide receiver Mecole Hardman for a touchdown. Hardman won three Super Bowls with the Chiefs, but struggled while with the Jets. I asked him what he hoped for here in Green Bay.
The new opportunity, you know, I think it's one of those like fresh starts, and you know, the Packers just, you know, welcomed me with, you know, open arms and giving me the opportunity to go out there and showcase my skills, and you know, it's good enough for me, and I just got to go out there and take advantage of it.
NBA Finals. The Pacers beat the Thunder 116-107 to go up 2-1 in the best of seven series. The Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton.
There's going to be ebbs and flows. So seeing where I could be better is important through the first two games and just trying to be better today.
Baseball. Brewers rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski makes his major league debut tonight against the Cardinals. His fastball has been clocked at 103 miles per hour. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Put a smile on Dad's face this Father's Day with a gift from O&H Danish Bakery. O&H's Whiskey Kringle is guaranteed to please. It has a filling of whiskey-infused caramel, and it's topped with buttery streusel, a honey whiskey glaze with a touch of smoke, and drizzled with vanilla icing. Dad will love it. Of course, there's O&H's traditional banana cream pie and a special Father's Day tort he'll love too. Visit O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Go from daydreamer to industry leader with Amazon Business. From office supplies to IT essentials, Amazon Business provides tools that help you save costs and make insight-based decisions. Learn how to bring your visions to life at AmazonBusiness.com.
Get a $15 prepaid MasterCard after rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 67 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight dropping to the mid-50s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, scattered showers or a thunder shower by late afternoon and a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
When I was growing up, the rule at the dinner table was never speak unless spoken to. If you do speak, have it be relevant to the conversation at hand. And certainly never talk until the person who's currently talking has finished. Whereas I feel like in my wife's family, the rule was, as soon as you think something, say it out loud. Ideally try to start saying it before you finish thinking it. Try to hear the completed thought outside your head with your ears for the very first time. Another cool thing my wife's family does is they will call a restaurant to order delivery, and it's only when they're on the phone with the restaurant that they ask everybody else what they want. They will low-key criticize the restaurant on the phone with the restaurant. They'll be like, should we get the dumplings? And from across the room, someone will be like, no, their dumplings are soggy. We're not gonna get the dumplings.
Bunch of the Poppins, California Dreamin'. Love it. 810 local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Hey, oh, wow, that's a cough here. WRJN welcomes Racine Harborfest back to Rock the Lakefront this week, starting tomorrow, June 13th. That's right, Friday the 13th, and wrapping up on Saturday the 14th. Live music from 9 bands, including a Foreigner tribute band. Feels like the first time. That's Friday night. Bella Kane on Saturday night. See all the details at RacineHarborFest.com. Be sure to stop by and say hello to the gang here from the radio station. We'll be out there all during Harborfest. I think I'm going to be out there Saturday from 1 to 4. Yeah, we'll be out there having a lot of fun. All right, this cancer survivor in Alberta, Canada, just hit his third lottery jackpot in under a year. He won $500,000 in August, $1 million in November, and just hit for another $1 million jackpot last month. It's actually his fourth big win overall. He won $250,000 a decade ago. See, he's winning all these jackpots. That's why the rest of us aren't winning anything. We're looking for a partly sunny sky today with a high near 69 degrees. Cloudy tonight, lows 58. Partly sunny, a chance of showers tomorrow. Not a big chance, though. Highs near 69. Partly sunny on Saturday, highs near 70. Partly sunny on Sunday with a high near 67. Right now, it's 61 degrees and cloudy here at Radio Park with CCR down on the corner.
Early in the evening, just about supper time, over by the courthouse.
CCR down on the corner. It's 8:14. Local news, time of the hits, WRGN. All right, Father's Day is coming up on Sunday. It's time for the list of the best TV dads. They include Al Bundy from Married with Children. Love him, but a great dad? I'm not sure of that. Mike Brady from The Brady Bunch. Ward Cleaver, of course, from Leave It to Beaver. Sheriff Andy Taylor from The Andy Griffith Show. And Howard Cunningham from Happy Days. Yes. It's easy to be a dad, a nice dad, when you're on TV. And oh, they're probably great fathers in real life, too. Hey, the Racine Raiders continue their season on Saturday against the, they're playing with the Phoenix Outlaws at Horlick Field. All right. WRJN's airing the game live with Don Wadowitz doing the play-by-play. Pregame 6:45, kickoff 7 o'clock. Racine Raiders football brought to you each week by our Harmony Club, providing social day programs for older adults. Rasmussen Diamonds, providing Racine beautiful stories for 125 years. Time and Again Music and More, Sturdivant's vinyl destination. Kaylee Friesma of EXP Realty and Tropical Smoothie Cafe. You're on Traffic Time with WRJN. All right, you can hear the game on the radio, or you can be there. We've got a family four-pack of tickets to give away again right now. If you haven't won anything with us in the past 60 days, give me a call right now, 262-634-9756, and I'll give you a family four-pack of tickets to see The Raiders take on the Arizona, or it should be Phoenix Outlaws. And that'll be this Saturday at Historic Horlick Field. 262-634-9756. What's your first name?
Liza.
Liza, like in My Name is Liza.
Liza Minnelli.
Yeah, like
Liza Minnelli.
Yeah, Liza with a Z. Is that what her album was?
Yes.
All right, Liza, got a family 4-pack of tickets for you to go see the Racine Raiders this Saturday at Horlick Field. That sounds kind of nice, doesn't it?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Wait, don't hang up yet.
Oh.
I got to get some information for you. You don't seem that excited. Usually when we give prizes away, I like to hear, I can't believe I won. This is the most exciting thing that ever happened to me since my child was born. I want something like that, you know. I think my child and my marriage come in second to winning Racine Raiders tickets. I want something like that.
Well, okay, I'm excited. I want to go see the Raiders.
All right, good. Yeah, that's what we're looking for, Liza. Hold on the line, Liza. I got to get some info from you. We'll get you those tickets, all right? But in the meantime, we've got Pete with the beat at WRJN.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Many birthdays in one's life are milestones. There is turning 10, which is double digits. 21, you can get into bars legally. And 35, you can be president. For actress Elizabeth Hurley, turning 60 means she gets to post a pic on social media appearing in her literal birthday suit. That's right, naked at 60 and on social media are words that are typically abhorrent at best, but not for 0.00001% of the population, and that is Elizabeth Hurley and probably three other people. Hurley has starred in such films as Charlie's Angels, Austin Powers, and of course, Christmas in the Caribbean. This birthday story gets a little weirder when her son commented on the photo saying, "Happy birthday, Mama." So sweet. Again, probably 0.0001% of kids that wouldn't be mortified at a naked picture of a 60-year-old parent on Instagram. And to make things even weirder, and before you think you might have a shot, fellas, she's dating Billy Ray Cyrus, who calls her the love of his life. Who else has an achy-breaky heart right now? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Racine, welcome to the tropics, right on Durand app. At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, they're blending smoothies your way. Add-ins like protein, collagen, and even the perfect sweetness level. It doesn't stop at smoothies. Fuel up with toasted wraps, sandwiches, or go hazelnuts for the tropic bowls. Try the acai with Nutella, or power up with their peanut butter protein crunch bowl. 32 grams of protein and major vacation vibes in every bite. Now open at 6035 Durand Ave. Made to order, made for you. Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Vacay starts here.
Four Saints Family Festival this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday on the St. Rita Grounds, 4339 Douglas Avenue in Racine. Free entry, free parking, free entertainment. Everything else you have to pay for.
Summer means kickstands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you to always ride safely. Because no matter how cautious you may be, accidents and personal injury can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're injured or in an accident, call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644 and trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. Phone 888-999-6644 or visit the Hog Lawyer today at hoglawyer.com.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
North Beach is open, and so is Racine's Beachside Oasis, the perfect place to grab those summer refreshments while you enjoy the sand and surf on the lakefront. Go to their Facebook page, Racine's Lakeside Oasis, for the entertainment lineup, and enjoy our timeless hits as you relax on the beach all summer long.
Kate Puckett in the Union Gap. Woman, 826. Local news. Timeless hits at WRJN. Partly sunny today with a high near 69. Cloudy tonight. Maybe a chance of showers tomorrow. Saturday and Sunday, partly sunny both days. Right now, it is sunny. 61 degrees right here, right now at Radio Park. I would take this with a grain of salt. Roseanne claims she was asked to guest star on the TV show The Conners as a ghost of herself. Yeah. As you probably recall, The Conners started off as a revival of Roseanne, but after one season, ABC fired its star over an allegedly certain tweet she made, a racist tweet they claimed. Then they changed the name of the show, killed off the character with a drug overdose. Now, Roseanne says she couldn't be a ghost on the show because she was bowling that week. All right, that's what she says. 827, local news, timeless hits from the movie of the same name. Here come the Supremes, The Happening on WRJN.
Hey, life, look at me. I can see the real time. When you shook me, took me out of my world, I woke up. Suddenly I just woke up to the happening. When you find that you left the future behind. Cause when you got a tender love you don't take care of, then you better beware of the happening. One day.
There you go, Diana Ross and the Supremes, The Happening. I said that was from the movie of the same name. There were a couple of movies named The Happening. This particular one came out in 1967 about a couple of drifters who kidnap a rich businessman and demand $200,000 for his release. The businessman was Anthony Quinn. The kidnappers were, get ready for this, George Maharis, Michael Parks, Faye Dunaway, and I thought James Caan, but he wasn't in that film yet. I think Faye Dunaway was the mastermind of that kidnapping. It was a good movie called The Happening. Okay, I don't know where you'd find it, though. I don't think it was ever released for home video or anything like that. I haven't seen it on streaming ever, but if you get a chance to see it, it's got a hit song. It's 8:30 on the nose right now. Let's see what's happening in the news. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Home sales in Racine County surged by more than 10% last month compared to May of last year. Kenosha County saw a sharp drop, with sales down nearly 12% year over year. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says despite the differing trends, both counties continue to face strong demand and tight inventory. Phillips is the pick. The Gateway Technical College Board of Trustees has named Dr. Morgan Phillips as interim president. He'll start July 1st. Phillips previously served as vice chancellor at Pima Community College in Arizona. He'll take over from outgoing Gateway president Ritu Raju.
The board says they'll soon launch a national search for a permanent president. You can go deeper into Phillips' background today at RacineCountyEye.com. Tonight's band in downtown Racine might reach out and grab ya. A cover band called Abracadabra headlines the Hot Harbor Nights concert series. The downtown will be busy with music tonight and again tomorrow and Saturday. Harborfest returns this weekend with more about the downtown impacts at WRJN.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Summer's almost here, and at Main Street Bakery, strawberry season is in full bloom. Sink your teeth into the heavenly strawberry cream puffs, filled with fresh whipped cream and bursting with ripe, juicy berries. Brighten your day with strawberry shortcake, layers of soft sponge, luscious cream, and sweet strawberries that simply melt in your mouth. Or dive into the oh-so-satisfying summertime favorite, the decadent strawberry tres leches. Get your strawberry fix today at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine, where every creation is crafted with care.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 67 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, dropping to the mid-50s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, scattered showers or a thunder shower by late afternoon, and a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
I just got back from Jamaica, Ocho Rios. If you have not been, do not look at the brochure. On the brochure, they got a bunch of empty beaches. The beaches are not empty because there's about 75 Ocho Rians on that beach trying to sell you a t-shirt. And they're very aggressive about selling t-shirts in Ocho Rios, because this is what they do to get your attention. They call you by whatever famous American they think you favor. So soon as I stepped on the beach, they're like, yo, Tiger Woods, you want a t-shirt, Tiger? He's like, you don't want to buy my t-shirt? You don't want me to feed my family? You're going to kill my family? Like, he got loud, and all these people from the beach start gathering around, and they're like, yo, dude, why you want to kill his family? They don't even know his family. But I felt pressure from the crowd, so I was like, yo, give me 5 t-shirts, right? Because I'm walking along the beach with my 500% cotton t-shirts. And this next guy comes to me like, yo, Chris Brown, you want to buy a bracelet? I was like, hold on.
And whatever comes our way, yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving place. Fire all of the guns and bombs and explode into space. I like smoking lightning. Heavy metal thunder. Racing with the wind. And the feeling that I'm.
from Easy Rider, Born to be Wild, Steppenwolf. Wasn't originally from the movie. I mean, the movie used the song, plus a whole bunch of other songs, but I always think of Easy Rider when I hear that song, Born to be Wild. 8:38, local news, timeless hits, WRJN, partly sunny, high 69 today. It's sunny, 61 degrees currently right now at Radio Park. Well, only 13% of Americans say they're passionate about their jobs. 23% say they're basically content but not thrilled with what they do. And a whopping 64% are indifferent toward their jobs or flat out don't like what they do. They hate their jobs. Have a good day. October. It's 8:43. Local news. Tamla's Hits. WRJN. Think back to your school, your grammar school. Do you remember your teacher fondly? Yeah. Do you remember your principal fondly? Fondly, huh? Okay. A new station in Southwest Florida did a story on an elementary school principal who gives kids an incentive to do well in school by punishing himself. His name is Matt Dyer. He's the principal at Pinecrest Elementary School, about 30 miles outside Fort Myers. He starts each year by promising to do something crazy if the students hit different goals. And one year, he slept on the roof of the building. He's been slimed, and he let them hit him in the face with pies. Now, this year, he promised to jump out of an airplane if they crushed an accelerated reading challenge, which they did. He says his wife wasn't thrilled, but he went ahead and skydived last month, filmed it for the students to prove he would do it. Now, what is left for next year? I mean, this guy, a bungee jumping off a cliff. I mean, what's left for this poor principal? I don't think he's got anything left in the bag there. It's 8:44, local news, Tablet Hits, WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
What would your community be like without UW-Madison? The UW is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research. UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7, paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
Spring is here and summer heat is just around the corner. Is your air conditioner ready to keep you cool? A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling provides expert spring tune-ups to keep your system running smoothly, saving you money and preventing costly breakdowns. From air conditioners and furnaces to boilers, ductwork, and commercial HVAC, they do it all, including repairs and installations. Call A1 Milwaukee Heating and Cooling today, 414-595-5175, or visit their website, mkehvac.com. Schedule your spring tune-up now.
Mark your calendars. Greek Fest is back at Kamisi's Greek Orthodox Church, June 27th through the 29th. Get ready for a weekend packed with delicious Greek food, live music, amusement rides, and fun for the whole family. Experience the Kamisi's dance troupe, take a guided church tour, enjoy cooking demonstrations, and explore the festive Greek marketplace. Don't miss the sights, sounds, and flavors of Greece right here in Racine. Greek Fest, June 27th to 29th at Kamisi's Greek Orthodox Church on Green Bay Road.
The Racine Raiders face the number one ranked team in the West, the Phoenix Outlaws, this week at historic Horlick Athletic Field. Saturday night, bring the family out to see what the best of the West has to offer in this epic showdown of two of the top teams in the country. The Racine Raiders and the Phoenix Outlaws, Saturday, 7 p.m. at historic Horlick Field in Racine. Be sure you're there.
Summers in Worthington, Minnesota bring fun, and a good portion of that fun happens around our beautiful 800-acre Lake Okabena. Our community is built around it, and it has great walleye fishing and several lakeside parks. This June 13th and 14th, we'll have our windsurfing regatta and music festival. It's free. Come and see the windsurfers, eat from over a dozen food vendors, and attend free lakeside concerts on our professional city stage, this year featuring Viva Knievel and Cooper Allen. Check us out. We're Worthington, Minnesota, and we're certainly worth a look.
WRJN remembers Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys. Singer, songwriter, producer. Inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, 1988. Inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame, 2000. WRJN saluting Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys, dead at the age of 82.
Wilson, his brothers, Carl and Dennis, also Al Jardine, Mike Love, the Beach Boys. Yeah, later, Bruce Johnston would be joining the Beach Boys, but that was the original five, Surfer Girl. Local news, timeless hit to WRJN. It's 8:51. You ever look for a parking spot, you can't find one? All right, now, in Japan, parking is really at a premium, but I don't mean just parking to go to the stores. I mean parking your car for the night. Here's another new record. Someone in Hong Kong just bought a parking space for $1.3 million.
One, two, three, four!
Wow! 8:51, WRJN, here come the Beatles.
Well, she was just 17, if you know what I mean. And the way she looked was way beyond compare. So how could I dance with another? Oh, and I saw her standing there. Well, she looked at me, and I could see that before too long, I'd fall in love with her. She wouldn't dance with another. Oh, and I saw her standing there. Well, my heart went boom when I crossed that room, and I held her hand in my ear. Well, we danced through the night, and we held each other tight, and before too long, I fell in love with her.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
With their melody.
Concerto, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. And finally, are you the happiest when you're anticipating the weekend, doing stuff on the weekend, or winding down, getting ready to go back to work? A survey asked people to name the time of the weekend that's usually their favorite. Friday night came in first, I agree, with 23% of the vote. Saturday night came in second, 15% of the vote. All right, I guess so. Saturday morning and the afternoon tied for third. Oh, I like Saturday mornings. The worst time, as you can expect, Sunday night got 4% of the vote. Who's anticipating Sunday night? Who wants to enjoy that? I'm Don Rosen. I'll catch you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., bright and early once again. Dan Marcus and the Wax Museum coming up next. We've got Kurt Vollman at 2, Brewers baseball at 6:05. Keep it right here. Have a great day. It's 8:57 WRJN, local news, timeless hits. Oh, I remember this. These are the Vogues. You're the One, right here at WRJN.
Every time we meet, everything is sweet. Oh, you're so tender, I must surrender. My love is your love now and forever. You're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Keep me in your heart. Never let us part. Ooh, never leave me. Please don't deceive me. I want you only. You must believe me. You're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. I adore you, and no one before you could make me feel this. Be some tears through the coming years. Ooh, all the while I know you'll be smiling. Your love will guide me through every mile. Cause you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Yeah, yeah, you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Chaos outside a hospital in northwestern India, where a passenger plane bound for London crashed just after takeoff today. Randhir Jaiswal is with the Indian Ministry of External Affairs.
What has happened in Ahmedabad is a very tragic accident. We have lost a lot of people.
Local police chief says there appear to be no survivors. CBS News transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve.
This crashed into a residential area just off the runway of the airport. So there's concerns that there are additional people in those buildings that the plane hit, in addition to the 240 plus people on board. This plane has been flying for 11 years for Air India and had been making multiple flights over the last few days. So had been in heavy use.